Dear respected President and I usually start my talk with the word brothers, sisters. I really believe we are same human being, irrespective of what a nation, what religious belief, and sort of rank. These ranks, I really feel artificial, not much important. So actually we are same human being. I think including respected president, we are same way when we born, when we go, final farewell, same way, no differences. And I really feel a lot of problems we are facing due to global warming, these things, and some nature disaster. These are beyond our control. But many problems, including today, some stories already mentioned, the suffering, or negligence for children. You see, many of these problems is our own creation. So logically, those problems which we human being created, then we have this sort of responsibility and also we have the ability to reduce these man-made problems. For that, we need vision. Vision brings this is some sort of method or different sort of the effort. So in order to develop, I think, positive vision, we need compassion, sense of concern of others' well-being. On the basis of sense of oneness of 7 billion human beings, with that kind of sort of moral principle, and then vision naturally be constructive. Otherwise, this intelligence, human intelligence, marvelous intelligence, with anger, with hatred, then our vision sometimes, you see, create a lot of problem. So, I think human history. Violence is, I think, part of human life. Look, 20th century. Immense violence, including use of nuclear weapon. And the 20th century, some historians say, over 200 million of people killed through violence. If that kind of sort of immense sort of violence really create better shape of this world, then some people may say justify this violence. But that's not the case, obviously. Now, beginning of the 21st century, I think a lot of problems, a lot of violence. So now, we should not content our sort of the usual way of thinking or way of life. If we just content the situation as sort of today exists, then I think the event 20th century that may repeat. This 21st century. I usually describe the 20th century become century of violence. Now this 21st century must be century of peace. How to bring peace? through prayer, I'm a Buddhist monk. Certainly, I sort of pray by daily practice. But in the terms of world affair, I pray, I'm skeptical. These problems started by human being. So we have the responsibility, not responsibility of Buddha or God. If this problem is some connection with God, then appeal to God, please bring peace. If we have the opportunity seeing Buddha, I'm Buddhist, seeing Buddha or seeing Jesus Christ, some other sort of religious sort of founders or teachers, if you ask, please bring peace. I think they may easily say, who created violence? You created. So you have the responsibility to solve this problem. So this 21st century should make peaceful century. Now, peaceful century, peaceful means, peace means inner peace. Without inner peace, impossible to create world peace, peaceful century. So we have to look our inner world. Anger is part of our life. But if you analyze, you say, what is the value of anger? It is some spontaneous reaction. Otherwise, anger often brings more negative effect, not much positive. So therefore, thinking through education, through awareness, the destroyer of inner peace, realize that, irrespective of whether religious-minded or not. We are human. Often bring more negative effect, not much positive. So therefore, thinking through education, through awareness, inner peace, without inner peace, impossible to create world peace, peaceful century. So we have to look our inner world. Anger is part of our life. But if you analyze, you say, what is the value of anger? No, it is some spontaneous reaction. Otherwise, anger often bring more negative effect, not much positive. So therefore, thinking through education, through awareness, the destroyer of inner peace, realize that, irrespective of whether religious-minded or not, we are a human being. Now scientists, many scientists, especially brain specialists or the medical scientists, they say constant anger, constant fear, hatred, actually eating our immune system. So everybody is taking care of our own sort of physical, healthy physical. So we always rely on drugs or these things. But one of the important factors for a healthy body is peace of mind. Not talking about next life, not talking about the heaven or these things. Simply, how to create happy, healthy body. And then, now, I think many of you, I think, the president also, I think, may already know. I think one good news. Since last 30 years, I have series of discussions with scientists. Now some scientists say, through their sort of investigation, what is the basic human nature? They say, basic human nature is compassion, compassionate. This is hopeful sign. Now, education has the real responsibility. Education not only oriented material value. I think, unfortunately, existing modern education very much oriented about material value. So generation come through that kind of education, then their lifestyle, more materialistic lifestyle, and create materialistic culture. I think that is the, one of the source of problem. Through education, if we have better awareness of the real troublemaker within ourselves, this destructive emotion, then pay some attention about inner peace through training, not through prayer, but through training, with understanding about the whole system of emotion. So now, if we make effort, peace, through education, I think since basic human nature is more compassionate, therefore there's a real hope. Now question is, people, usually I describe the generation of 20th century and the generation of 21st century. Now, including respected president and our Nobel laureates, you see, we are the generation of 20th century. And among the audience also, I think most of you, I think the generation of 20th century. 20th century gone. Only question of, you see, maybe some case, one decade or two decades, some cases, few years, then ready to say bye-bye. Now, the generation of 21st century, the younger generation, whose age below 30, 20, 15, that generation is really the basis of our hope. If they make effort now, I think later part of 21st century can be more peaceful. So therefore, children become very, very important. So not only taking care of their physical well-being, but proper sort of education, more holistic education. That is, we, with the help of some educationists, some scientists, we already committed doing something, some research. So, therefore, you see, this your organization, I think, a special sort of personal care for children. It's wonderful. I really appreciate. Thank you. The children, as I mentioned earlier, basic human nature is more compassionate. The reason the scientist observed the innocent child, 5-6 months old, language not yet developed. I also participated in that meeting. There's one very, very infant child with a concentration. Have to stop? One of my weaknesses, once I open my mouth, then blah, 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 go like that. That's my weakness. So I need watch. You see, tell, oh, now time to stop. So anyway, at that meeting, this very, very infant young child, about 5 months old, one sort of cartoon, two children play together with smile. when that carton shook to the infant child. Oh, the child, you see, smiling. I saw smiling and expressed. Of course, the language not yet sort of developed, but the physical sort of language was showing smile, happy. Then another cartoon, two children. One child, you see, moving one ball up here, because of here. Another child, see, against that, was stuck. So, when that cartoon, seen by that child, something negative attitude. Then, as I mentioned earlier, the peaceful mind, much better sort of health. So, healthy body, healthy mind, very close connection. So in that respect, I also, through my own experience, I can assure you, if you keep peaceful mind, your health certainly more healthier. Say, if your mind, some sort of disturbance, too much stress, too much anxiety, then they take refuge where? Take refuge, alcohol, or drugs, or tranquilizer, temporary method. Pay more attention about our inner peace. Ultimate source of inner peace, ultimate basis of inner peace is warm-heartedness. So, with that, we can develop a sense of oneness of 7 billion human beings. Then, whenever you met people, always feel human brothers, sisters. So, that's my own experience. So my face, my health, except my knees, I think quite healthy. I have no special medicine, just peace of mind that I think really makes differences. So therefore, children, the generation of the 21st century, I think should educate existing the different subject of modern education, on top of that, some education about our inner world, our mind, our emotion. So those organizations, individual or organization who take care about the child, please, not only is the Kasota, just give some facility. Not only that, think seriously how to educate these people on the basis of their basic good nature. I think children, very honest, I think very good. So they don't care what others of religious faith or nationality. So long, you see, child, show, smile, friendly attitude, play together. I think we need that. So I think, unfortunately, basic human nature like that, but our existing education, gradually, you see, too much emphasis, creation of division, we and they. Neglect about oneness of humanity. Maybe wrong. That's my view. If you feel wrong, then please reject me. Anyone who wants to reject that, I'm glad. I think people agree that or support that. Thank you very much.